Today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The Father Randolph Right to Life group will be saying the rosary, will be changed from saying the rosary on Saturday, June 18th, and they will be going to say the rosary for the right to life on Saturday, June 25th at the Planned Parenthood on School Street in Glen Cove. Also this week is the awards night. This Wednesday, June 15th, is awards night for the St. Pius V School. And it will take place at the Oyster Bay, here at Oyster Bay, at 7:30 p.m. All students must arrive and complete the uniform by 7 p.m. Graduation practice for all 8th and 12th graders are required to attend graduation practice on Friday, June 17th. The practice will take place at 9:30 a.m. following the 8 a.m. Mass here at Oyster Bay. And the graduation will be held for the St. Pius V School. The ceremony will be held on Saturday, June 18th. The Holy Sacrifice, the Mass, will be offered at 10 a.m., followed by the graduation ceremony. Family and friends are invited to attend the Mass and graduation and the luncheon that will follow. On July 2nd, ceremonies will begin to be held in Round Top this year. The ceremonies of the reception of the habit, first profession and renewal vows, and perpetual profession. And this year, there are a few of our own parishioners. Our own parishioner, Genevieve Fonts, will be receiving the habit of the Daughter of Mary. And Sister Mary Gustin will make her first profession and vows. And also Sister Mary Angela, Sister Christopher Marie, graduates from St. Pius V. And Sister Mary Raphael, a current teacher of St. Pius V, will make their perpetual professions. These ceremonies will take place on Saturday, July 2nd at 10 a.m. All are most welcome and encouraged to attend these ceremonies. And finally, I'd like to just remind you, all are always welcome to attend our Masses here at St. Pius V, but however, to receive Holy Communion, you must follow the rules, and the rules and requirements for receiving Communion are printed on the back of the bulletin and posted in the Vestibule Chapel. So please look at those rules for the reception of Holy Communion. The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come, and that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waiteth for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that was made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain, even till now, and not only it, but also ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that they were in the other ship, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to them, "To Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Simon, answering, said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1844, a certain missionary named Father Barossa wrote an amazing account about Chief Osquilo and his tribe of Indians called the Bullheads. Most of these Indians were recent converts, are still learning the faith so they could be baptized. Now the poor tribe had not been able to go to Mass for almost an entire year. And so they traveled for miles to the little chapel in a fort, where the missionaries would offer Mass for them. You see, the priests would travel from mission to mission to say Mass for different tribes. And all the tribes within a certain boundary would meet at that particular mission. Now, on this one occasion, the priests did not arrive when they were expected. And so the Bullheads sent a few Indians to Quebec to ask for a priest to come to them. And on their way, they met the priests who were traveling to their mission. The Indians then joyfully escorted the black robes to where the rest of the tribe awaited them. And the Indians did not wish to be separated from the missionaries, and so for 6 days they sailed right alongside the priest's boat. Finally, the small group of travelers arrived at St. Maurice Valley outside of Quebec on June 22nd. Father Barbarossa was overjoyed to finally reach his mission field. Likewise, the Indians were ecstatic to see the black robes. They were so happy to finally have a priest with them again because they loved and respected the missionaries. Now, since it took over 5 weeks for the priest to arrive at the mission, by that time the tribe was running low on food and provisions. But the faith and trust of the Bullheads is amazing to read about, especially when you consider them only neophytes, that is, they had only been recently baptized, or they were studying to be baptized. Nonetheless, they knew the value of the sacraments, and they trusted in God. Father Barossa wrote about this in his letter. This is what he said. "When Holy Mass was done, Osquilo, one of the chiefs, followed by a great many people belonging to his tribe, came to us and asked to speak to us. Addressing himself to Father Moreau, he said, 'O my father, you have come to us at last. How glad we are to see you. For such a long time we have been waiting for you. We have waited for you for 5 weeks now. Our provisions are nearly all done. We cannot catch any fish because the rivers are in flood. What will become of us, O Father?' But quickly," he continued, "nevertheless, we would rather die than go home without going to confession this year." Now the tribe decided to stay to be taught about the faith, even if the food situation didn't improve. The chief said, "If the fishing still continues to be bad, we will fast for 10 days, that we may remain with you and hear God's holy word. No doubt this will cause us to suffer much, but that doesn't matter. We will suffer it all with joy, that we may attend to our soul's salvation." Thus, they continue to have confidence in God. And they knew He would provide for them if He wanted. They knew He could provide all the fish they needed if it was His will. The missionaries, however, decided that it would be better to move on to the next mission since the food supplies were running low. And so, as not to miss the instructions in the Mass and the sacraments, the Bullhead tribe followed the missionaries to the next mission, trusting that God would provide for them on the way. Now, in today's Gospel, we read about the miraculous drought of fishes. Our Lord told St. Peter to launch into the sea and cast his nets to catch some fish. Now, St. Peter had already fished all night, but caught nothing. He told our Lord this, but right away he answered that he would still try. And then, no sooner had he thrown his nets into the water, than they began to fill with fish. In fact, he caught so many fish, their net started to break. Now, my dear faithful, in today's Gospel we see, then, the importance of trusting in God. For we must not rely on our own strength, but rather place all our hope and trust in Him. God will accomplish all good. Of ourselves, we can do nothing, like St. Peter, who labored all night and caught nothing. But with God's help, we can do all things, just as St. Peter caught an abundance of fish, but only when our Lord helped him. How often this happens to us. We labor and toil, but to no avail. And then finally, we accomplish some good. You see, we cannot accomplish anything without God's help. And so when we work hard, but to no avail, it is because we are relying too much on ourselves. But when we finally accomplish any good, after persevering, it is only because we have placed our confidence and trust in God. It is only by His grace that we do any good. So, my dear faithful, it is important for us to have this distrust of self and confidence in God. Because these are the tools that we must use to combat the devil and our evil inclinations. We must not trust in ourselves, for we will only fall into discouragement because we will fail. But like the Indians in the story, we must not grow discouraged. We must only redouble our efforts when things don't go right, just as they did. When they arrived at the Mass Center, they saw that there was no priest. And so they sent Indians to bring the missionaries to them. And when they had to wait 5 weeks for a priest, they did not become over-worried or anxious about running low on food. Rather, they redoubled their efforts against the devil. They resolved to fast and practice mortification and to keep on fishing. And then they resigned themselves to the will of God. Let us then, my dear faithful, learn from the bullhead Indians. We cannot let the devil make us disappointed and discouraged over our troubles and problems and those of the world. At times we feel like that we have so much to do. We have so many cares and concerns. But we must not be discouraged. As St. Teresa the Little Flower says, it is wrong to spend one's time in useless worries instead of reposing on the heart of Jesus. And so when you feel depressed and disappointed at some trial or cross, remember that God is Almighty. He can do all things. And remember at such times that our Lord Himself told us that God is our Heavenly Father. Christ knows the love God has for us and that He watches over us as a loving Father. And thus He instructed us to pray the Our Father. And so we must, like children who trust in their father's strength and power, we must trust in God's strength and power. And so we must persevere in doing good and trusting in our Heavenly Father. And that is the key. For as Dom Scopoli says in The Spiritual Combat, persevere to the end. Victory depends on it. And when we least expect it, we will see our enemy at our feet. For we will be rewarded if we have confidence in God. Just as St. Peter was rewarded in today's gospel for his faith and confidence in Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.